Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Monday of the 11th week of Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Lewis Mary Passeri. Sister Lewis Mary is a spiritual director and a longtime preacher on this podcast. Her preaching is entitled, Doing Good in Secret.
Jesus said to his disciples, take care not to perform the righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head, wash your face, so that you may not appear to others to be fasting, except to your Father who is hidden. And your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you. The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus makes it clear that what takes a prayer, a sacrifice, an offering of alms, a true gift to God, is our intention. What the heart offers to our loving God entirely and not for any other purpose, like the praise of others. It is a matter of the heart when our gifts are sincerely to praise and please God, our God who sees in secret and is hidden. Then our gifts are truly sincere, and God sees them and rewards them accordingly. Our intention is what makes the difference. I remember a time I was prefecting the school cafeteria during lunch, and a little boy offered me his apple. I was touched and pleased, although I told him he should eat the apple because his mother had put it in his lunch, knowing that it would be good for him. His response was, "But I don't like apples." I smiled to myself, but the thought I had of his generosity surely changed. He was still offering me the apple, but his intention was not to please me as much as himself. The whole thought of his generosity changed. It was his intention that made the difference. Jesus warns us about this. We basically pray, offer a sacrifice, or give alms for God. But then other factors seem to creep in. We like to look good in the eyes of others. We want to be recognized for the good we do. Maybe sometimes we wonder just how much we are really doing this act for God. We will always have to deal with mixed motives, imperfect intentions. But when we become aware of our other motives, we can ask God for the help we need to purify them. When we renew our desire to perform these actions for God, God will give us the grace we need to grow in our singleness of purpose. When we renew our intentions and make an effort to avoid looking for others' reaction, asking God to help us to be sincere in our desire to please Him, then we are growing in our singleness of purpose. And that is to please God and to give God the glory He deserves. Dear, generous, and hidden God, You are so good to each of us. Help us to desire, above all, to give You thanks and praise. Help us to live for You and desire to please You, first of all and most of all, and not look for praise from others. Help us to offer You our prayers and actions in a hidden way, where only You can see them and treasure them. We ask You all this in Jesus' name. Amen.